Immigration has been one of the main campaign issues this year, and on that front, the messages from the two parties couldn't be more different. The Democrats have talked about inclusiveness and welcoming newcomers. Republicans have opted for border walls and limits on immigration. The GOP's vice presidential nominee, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, also tried to ban Syrian refugees from his state. He didn't succeed, and his stance on immigration isn't popular with everyone in Indiana. Reporter Daniela Gerson tells us about one woman in Indianapolis who's helping to make immigrants feel welcome there.
Mary Clark works at a fairground where immigrants have set up stands for the day. A Venezuelan chef grills arepas. A cafe sells Cuban sandwiches. It's hard to believe that this was once the place where the Ku Klux Klan rallied. Today, Clark is here seeking new business partners.
We do not have a Venezuelan restaurant in the international marketplace.
No, we are the first.
So I need you. I need you.
11 years ago, Clark helped create, in Indianapolis, probably one of the most diverse business districts in the country. It's called the International Marketplace. If you go, you might drive right by it. It looks like a series of businesses along any strip mall in America. But look closer, and you'll spot stores and restaurants representing more than 25 countries.
We have an African boutique, a Greek and Turkish restaurant, and a Chinese restaurant, and a Vietnamese restaurant, and on the back.
Clark is an unlikely promoter. She's never left the U.S. She grew up in a divided city, black and white. Then new immigrants started arriving, and Clark got uncomfortable.
And I remember having a young man that worked for me. And I said to him one day, and I'm like, why are these Mexicans here? Why are there so many of them? And he said to me, who do you think you are? Don't you know those are God's children just like you are? And that's the day I know that God started working on my heart.
At the time, she managed a bank in Indianapolis. The economy was tough, but Clark noticed new deposits from immigrants. She spotted a business opportunity connecting newcomers to the larger Indianapolis community. People like Tonya Adoranke Wheeler. She's from Nigeria, and she runs a restaurant here. When she came to Indiana, she worried there'd only be native-born Americans.
But there's a lot of immigrants in Indianapolis. It makes me feel like I'm at home. It makes me feel like I'm back in Africa.
Adoranke Wheeler set up shop in the international marketplace because she wanted to connect with customers who are not only from West Africa.
I wanted to make sure that I include all the black Americans, just everybody.
Next, Clark visits an Ethiopian restaurant. It smells of roasting coffee. When some customers come in, Clark asks them if they know about the other places here too, including a Mexican butcher shop that offers the full experience.
If you go in there on a Thursday morning, you can see them slice up that pig, and it's a cool thing to see. It really is.
Kathy Suchet Mora, originally from Puerto Rico, loves this place. Before, she couldn't find one of her staple ingredients. Plantains.
And now you can go anywhere in the international marketplace and find foods from all over the world.
Suchet Mora, an aide to a local congressman, says the market also reflects how much Indianapolis is changing.
You know, I'm originally from Puerto Rico, and we're not considered immigrants, but when we would move from the island, we would go to New York or we would go to Florida. My family came straight to Indiana, and while some people still look at us a little strange for that, we came for a reason. Indianapolis and Indiana in general is a really cost-effective place to live. It's a community place to live. My parents came here for a family environment.
Clark wants people from outside Indiana to keep moving here and to feel welcomed. She hopes today's election doesn't change that.
So we would like a United States that all people are welcome to live in. It's really simple, really simple.
For The World, Daniela Gerson, Indianapolis.